This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and again, welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're feeling well today. Yesterday morning, I opened up this topic of God like a comforting mother, and I said clearly that God is a father. Nowhere in the Bible does it say he's actually a mother. But there are feminine characteristics here that are scattered throughout the Bible that I think are worth thinking about. I said yesterday that God is compassionate, just like a mother. In Isaiah, it says, "Can a woman forget her own baby and not love the child she bore? Even if a mother should forget her child," he says, that's God, "I will never forget you. Jerusalem," he said, "I could never forget you. I've written your name on the palms of my hands." They're just wonderful verses, so comforting. The compassion of a mother is just so real too. Do you know too that God is sacrificial like a mother? You know, the mother with the baby might say, "You need a nappy change, you poor little fellow." But Dad, what do we say? We say things, "Oh man, couldn't you have waited? It was changed only just a short time ago." It's so different, isn't it, that women really do have a wonderful sense of sacrifice. Some women put their careers on hold, or at least a temporary hold, to go through the pains of pregnancy, to give birth to a child. And Jesus actually referred to this in John 16 in quite a remarkable statement that says that when a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. That's John 16 verse 21. So I think it's true that God understands the pain, the childbirth pains that women go through. And he has seen, of course, that we actually rejected him. But Jesus still loves us. How amazing to know that Jesus was going to the city that actually killed prophets before and that they would kill him. But he says something like this, "I'm like a mother hen, cooing over you, wanting to gather you under my wings." Sure, it's a picturesque sort of statement, but God understands that often thankless task that mothers have, not only when the child is born, but as the children grow older. And I think it's no exaggeration to say that mothers make thousands of sacrifices for their children. So Jesus died so that this love would continue. Now, comfort. Now, isn't it a great thing to know that when the kids are little, usually it's their mother they want when it comes to hugs and kisses, especially if they're upset. Who do the kids look for? Well, usually mum. And it's a skillful mother that's able to pacify and soothe the hurts. And in the same sense, it's true about God. If you feel distressed, God will actually soothe you. If you feel sorrowful, God is there who can bring calm to your troubles. And if you're going through a stressful period, God will come to you. So it's true that God is the God of all comfort. In fact, Jesus talked about sending another comforter to replace himself. That was the role of the Holy Spirit, to come and bring us comfort. So it's a great thing to have a sense that someone cares. Our problem belongs to that person who actually helps us through. Well, I think also that because this is true, the Bible talks about it, God wants us to do something about this. It's one thing to say that these characteristics are true, but God wants us to offer comfort to other people. There are circumstances that come to us, bereavement, divorce, perhaps abuse, other people abuse us, there's sickness, disappointment, and these are things that happen to people, and at that time, they may be looking to you. There's no easy answer to why these things happen. But you can bring comfort. You could be at that right place at the right time. Maybe you know today from personal experience that God is the God of all comfort. And I think it's time we pass that on. He comforts us. Why? So that we can comfort others. You might say, "I'm not a pastor, I'm not a theologian." But actually, God actually gives us the ability to care for others. So how good are you at listening to other people? Do you help others to find the strength that they need to carry on and the strength that God can give? Heavenly Father, we acknowledge the great comfort and the sense of a mother's love portrayed in Jesus. And we thank you in his name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.